Slovenia, Europe, and the globe. Highlights of the week on Radio SI.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Highlights of the Week, a quick review of events that happened in Slovenia and abroad. I'm Ksenija Samardžija-Matul. Thank you for joining me. Let's start this show with Prime Minister Golub's visit to Sarajevo. Prime Minister Robert Golub said Slovenia wanted to be Bosnia's biggest ally and would therefore provide it with all possible assistance on its path to the EU as he paid an official visit to Sarajevo this week. Slovenia committed to allocating 1 million euros for technical assistance to Bosnia. Golub said upon visiting Sarajevo that Bosnia is at a historic moment to take advantage of the changed circumstances.
Bosna i Hercegovina je u zgodovinskom trenutku da iskoristi spremenjene okoliščine za to da na svojem europski poti dejansko pospeši korak.
Hungarian oil company MOL plans to sell 39 service stations in Slovenia to British oil giant Shell to secure the European Commission's clearance for the takeover of OMV Slovenia, the country's second largest fuel retailer. The transaction involves some of the existing MOL and OMV service stations. And from Slovenia now to the Netherlands and a wake-up call for the Dutch government. A farmers' party has stunned Dutch politics and is said to be the biggest party in the upper house of parliament after provincial elections. The Farmers' Citizens Movement was only set up in 2019 in the wake of widespread farmers' protests. And here is what Carolien van der Plas, the leader of the Farmer and Citizen Movement, had to say after the election.
This can also be a game changer for the whole government. Yeah, we like to be the biggest, at least in the rural areas, so we can make a statement in the provinces and in the first chamber, what we call the first chamber. So, yeah.
Ika Stuchets won the last Women's World Cup downhill race of the season in the Andorran ski resort of Soldeo for her second win this season. She finished second in the overall downhill rankings. The 32-year-old Slovenian downhill specialist has chalked up her 11th career World Cup victory, seven of which she secured in downhill. And the finance ministry has announced a tax reform. The finance minister said the goal was creating a simple, transparent and understandable tax system. Finance Minister Boštjančič.
S tem sistem bistveno poenostavimo.
It's also expected to increase taxes on the wealthy. The changes to income tax would be in 2024 and changes on property tax would follow a year later. And police in Paris have clashed with protesters after the French government decided to force through pension reforms without a vote in Parliament. Crowds converged on Place de la Concorde in response to raising the retirement age of 62 to 64. The plans had sparked 2 months of heated political debate and strikes. Here's one of the protesters in Paris. I think this is a huge disappointment because in a democracy we vote for our representatives, who then vote for the laws themselves. By contract, democracy here was not able to express what it represents in France. Finally, Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne invoked Article 49.3 of the Constitution, allowing the government to avoid a vote in the Assembly. And the Kremlin said on Friday, in response to Eastern European countries transferring fighter planes to Ukraine, that the planes would be destroyed and would not make a difference to the course of the conflict. On Thursday, Poland announced it would send Ukraine 4 MiG-29 fighter jets in coming days, making it the first of Kiev's allies to provide such aircraft. Slovakia became the second NATO country to pledge Kiev some aircraft a day later. Here is Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov. What about Poland? This is another example of how some NATO countries are increasing their level of involvement in the conflict. The supply of its equipment cannot affect the outcome of the special operation, but it will bring additional troubles to Ukraine and its people. Stay tuned. We will not cover politics, but relax and dive into the world of films, as this week's top story is the Academy Awards ceremony.
Slovenia, Europe, and the globe. Highlights of the week on Radio SI.
Movies can transform our lives. The movies we honor tonight have real power. And the Oscar goes to Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
The 95th Academy Awards ceremony was held in Los Angeles last Sunday, and Everything, Everywhere, All at Once dominated this year's Oscars with 7 wins. Michelle Yeoh has become the first Asian winner of the Best Actress Oscar for her performance in Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Accepting the Oscar, she said,
"For all the little boys and girls who look like me watching tonight, this is a beacon of hope and possibilities. This is proof that dreams dream big and dreams do come true."
The Creative Multiverse Adventure won 7 awards, including Best Picture, Director and Original Screenplay. Yeoh's co-stars Jamie Lee Curtis and Ki Hyo Kwan also triumphed in the supporting categories. Brendan Fraser took Best Actor honors for his performance as a morbidly obese man trying to reconnect with his estranged daughter in The Whale. Fraser also thanked the film's director.
"I thank the Academy for this honor and for our studio A24 for making such a bold film. And I'm grateful to Darren Aronofsky for throwing me a creative lifeline and hauling me aboard the good ship The Whale."
All Quiet on the Western Front, about trench life during World War I, picked up 4 Oscars, including the prize for Best International Feature. And this rounds up today's edition of Highlights of the Week. Tune in again next week, same time, same place. Have a great week.
The most important news from Slovenia, Europe, and around the globe. Highlights of the Week. Saturdays at 2:25 on Radio SI.